What do you got for lunch?
I've got fucking flat pasta and bolognese.
So not exciting.
It's actually very good bolognese.
Good bolognese. But,
yeah, it's kids' dinner.
Kids' dinner.
Yeah, baby.
The life of a dad.
Yeah. I've also got a banana choc muffin, which is kids' recess.
Okay. Mother-in-law?
Or my wife made them.
Okay.
I'm lucky enough that I just see the container there of freshly baked little muffies and I just took one. And then I've got like fruit. This is, yeah, it's not a fabulous, perfect PT
lunch, but it does the job.
Today it does.
I came home yesterday. So I go home a little bit early on Tuesdays and I do the last bit of work from home. And Anna was leaving for work. It was midday. She was already late for work and she's making a cake, a farewell cake for someone at work. And the cake was in the oven and was still like wet in the middle. I don't know. And she's like, I need you to finish this cake. And the look of fear that came across my face. I love cooking. Like, I enjoy cooking. You get to eat some of my lunches some of the time.
You're great.
One thing you're I don't so do is baked goods.
Baked goods.
So I'm like, I've never made a cake.
I think it's a completely different kind of set of rules there.
Dude, and she gave me these like quick instructions and then took off. And I'm like, I'm going to fuck this up. I was terrified. She said, check it every 10 minutes. So I checked it every 5 and was like sticking this stick in it to see if it was still wet in the middle. And then she calls me and she's like, all right, should be done by now. Do this, this, and this. And I'm like, okay. I think it was all fine. Either I'll get home tonight and she'll be like, good job. Or she'll be like, well, what the fuck did you do? We'll find out.
We're buying a Woolies cake now.
Yeah, you ruined my cake. It was a 2-tier motherfucker too. Jesus. So I had to like make sure both sides were cooked. Anyway. Today's episode, the first episode that's not the first episode because we've already had a little bit of talking going on today. I wanted us to introduce ourselves. The reason that we wanted to start the podcast and talk a little bit about what's going on here at Botany.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a good idea to come back and make a short episode like this because I guess not everyone here might know us as well as some of the OGs do.
Yeah.
And even the OGs don't always know everything about Paul.
Yeah, his secret side, a man secret of mystery. Side.
And, you know, introduce why the podcast. And I guess, let's fucking start with who are you?
Ooh.
Who are you?
Who am I?
In short.
I am Dylan, JB Dills, coach, AM coach, gym manager, international man of mystery.
At JB Dills.
At JB Dills. Dylan. At Jungle Botany, soon to be, still currently brothers.com. Yeah, so I am the main morning coach here. I'm also the gym manager. I have been a part of JB's for about 5 years and I've been coaching here for about, I think about 3 now. Yeah, just under 3. Yeah.
Tell us. Where are you from?
I'm a local boy. I was born... Actually, I was born in Manly, but I grew up in Maroubra, so not as local. I have lived in the eastern suburbs my whole life. I have moved to Botany and currently live in Botany. From the second I joined JB's, the rules around the next place that I was going to live, and it's like, oh, do you want like a nice balcony? Do you want, am I close to the gym? 5 minutes away. So I live Botany, close to the area. I only got into training because of this place as well. So something that some of you might not know is I haven't been a coach forever. I didn't come out of the womb lifting weights and doing muscle ups. In fact, I only started really training when I found JB's.
True. Yeah. But before that, if I think about your history, because like, and I know it, so yeah. I'm acting as the listener here, like didn't train at high school.
Nah.
Played sport at high school.
No sport, unless you count video games as sport. Competitive reading.
It's on ESPN, isn't it?
Yeah, bro. Not the video games I played. Definitely not.
But you got into the gym post-school at a point, eh?
Yeah, so I didn't do any real physical activity. Well, you mess around with the boys, but never really got into sports, anything like that. Played a lot of video games. Huge fucking nerd, for those of you who don't know that yet. Love my anime, love comic books, love video games, sci-fi, all that stuff. So that took up the majority of the younger days.
And then at some point you hit the weight room.
Yeah. When I was about 23, one of my friends started doing competitive bodybuilding and I went and trained with him for a little bit, got into it. Really, really liked training and found that, oh, this is fun. It's good to shift some tin and do some movement and everything as well. But then watched him fuck himself up a little bit and have to get some surgeries, get Ooh. Some injuries. Ooh. And I'm like, I like this training thing, but this doesn't seem like the way to go about it. And I wasn't really... Everyone's kind of in it for the aesthetic, so I'm not going to say I wasn't in it for the aesthetic.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't the main thing for me. I wanted to do some cool shit. Like, I love superheroes. I wanted to learn how to do superhero shit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so found JB's via a member who I went to high school with, not my year, but Brookie. So I saw it on her IG, and I'm like, fuck, that looks cool.
Okay.
That looks cool. Reached out to Tiora, who is now running the Ballina Gym, one of the owners here. I've said this on the Jungle Brothers podcast. Didn't hear back from him. Called him again.
Back when our systems weren't.
Weren't as flight. That time. Will not happen these days, guys. Didn't hear back from him again. So then somehow got Joey's number, the man that's just walked in the room now. And
that fucking
and made history.
Made history.
Got in for a class, did a double. Joey thought I wasn't going to last. Proved him wrong. Now I'm here. That's it.
Running shit. Okay, mad.
How about yourself, man?
So we started Jungle Brothers together. Yep. Joe, Tiora, and I, and a couple of others actually, the very, very early days. And we were in the film industry at the time. I worked in the film industry for about 17 years, straight out of high school, because yep. I had a couple of siblings that were in the industry already. Yeah, my older brother and sister. So I was doing like work experience on film sets and stuff like that. So when I left, I got into that and did that fast forward all the way through till I left. And that wasn't immediately. Like yeah. We started the gym together and I continued working in film for some years before. And
training, right? At Pemberton, more than working.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I was, you know, building the thing with the guys but not seeing my career in it.
What about like the training side of things? Because I know you're a little bit opposite to me. You did play a lot of sports and you had a bit of a martial arts background as well.
Yeah, I was always active. So, yeah, when I was young, I did kung fu. And did some boxing like with my brothers and played footy, played a lot of soccer. Yeah. I probably ended up played the most football as in the round ball football,
mate.
Soccer, mate. I played that, you know, all through my 20s but also skated heaps as a teenager.
Yeah.
And played rugby more like over the teenage years. And then, you know, into the soccer. And then, yeah, I bodyboarded for a long time as well, and fucking anything I could do that was physical, I would do. We used to play tennis as kids or squash down, you know, at the local courts or whatever that might be because of such a big family.
Yeah.
And a lot of boys, 5 boys, 3 girls. So it's just like always doing something. But yeah, coming into the industry and then started having kids and then eventually wanting to leave, and join this business that we had created. In the middle of the film industry, I didn't do any training. And I lost my way with that until I caught a bit of inspiration from Joey, who was the time doing CrossFit and doing jiu-jitsu. And, you know, killing it there and fucking doing kettlebells and stuff. And he was doing jits for so long before I even... And I'd go and watch him and I never actually saw myself like how I wanted to try that. I just used to go and like thought it was really cool, but in a way I never thought, oh, fuck, I could do that type of thing. But I eventually started doing a bit of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And that kind of paired with Tiora coming back from London and me training with him while we were working on a film set.
Yeah.
All at that time, started getting into some what I call formal training.
Formal training.
Yeah, so that was about 27, 28. So, you know, that was the start of like actually doing organized training things.
Man, that's interesting, right? Because we both, very different backgrounds there.
Mm.
But one common thing there is we came into what you called formal training around the same time.
Okay.
Around that, like, because I would say that's, I joined JB's when I was about 27.
Okay.
And although there was some of that bodybuilding stuff, I still wouldn't consider that formal training because it was without a real purpose, if that makes sense. Because I didn't want to be a bodybuilder. It was just what I was doing.
Formative.
Yeah. And now, like, very different, like, lead points, but came at that same point and became, like, an integral part of our lives around that same time.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the rest is history, just to kind of wrap that in, like, started training the Jungle Brothers way. So in terms of, like, you know, people listening to the podcast in the gym, like, I always like to think of myself as being the real triangle of fight, lift, move.
The poster boy.
I just, when I started at that point, I couldn't touch my toes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just started jiu-jitsu and my striking was like, my guard was down and it was all over the place. So I just trained with Joe and T and I did the programs in the gym for some years. And when I did other stuff outside of it, it was just the stuff that we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing shrimp squats and plyo work.
Yeah.
That Joey would prescribe to me. I was doing lizard crawls and
back
tempo
squats
chin-ups.
And all sorts of stuff.
Yep.
And literally then, what we do today.
Yeah. And I was learning how to Olympic lift. There's fucking videos that sometimes come up on my phone. It's like, oh my God, horrific. horrific ollie lifting. I should like post them. They're so fucking funny.
Yeah. Speaking of old videos, something popped up recently on YouTube. And it's one of my video, like one of the old JB videos that I watch sometimes that I find fucking hilarious. And it's you and Joe having a little biff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that on Joe's YouTube channel?
Yeah, getting the gloves on and going at it a little bit.
Mate, that was funny.
Let's just say he should stick to jiu-jitsu.
Well, even then I was a blunt sword at that point. Right now there'd be no, there's too much difference between the two of us now. But in that mode, that is. Otherwise, if it was on the ground, then I'm a fish out of water.
Yeah.
But so yeah, like I just did that, and then you know, come some years later, looking to move out of my industry and transition into a job here, studied coaching, and then you know, been here ever since.
Yeah.
Doing it and enjoying it and coming to fucking really love coaching.
Yeah.
You know, and running a business, like it's, and you know, it's fucking being part of the community and all of that. It's a wicked lifestyle.
It is. And I think that's a good like segue. So what we do here, we run Jungle Botany, me and Paul together, me being the gym manager, you being the overseer.
Well, the terms are changing now.
Yeah.
You're the general manager, which is currently what I've been. You're the general manager and I'm the managing director is kind of, I had to Google it to kind of just try and separate. And having
exactly what the roles are.
The roles are, just for our understandings, yeah. For referring to it. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
But we work together on a daily basis.
And make sure that everything here at Botany goes smoothly.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We have our offsite at OB, you're calling. Yeah. That's Sam. Stands for office bitch.
Office bitch, but a role that I once held.
Exactly, and that's how OB came around because we're talking about how that's what Dylan was prior. but yeah, so we run it day to day, all aspects of it, and we work very openly together on the different aspects. We just kind of hold different hats.
Yeah.
But at every point, almost every point,
we're collaborative work.
Yeah. Whether we're going in isolation and pushing one agenda forward and then bringing it back together. Like it's always together.
Yeah.
With Sammy now.
So that gives the people a good overview as who we are.
Yeah.
I thought we'd talk a little bit now on why we wanted to make this podcast. Because for those who have been a part of JB's, which used to be Jungle Brothers and is now as Jungle Botany for a while, they'd be aware that there is another podcast, the Jungle Alliance / Jungle Brothers podcast that Joe runs.
Yes.
So why are we doing this one separate to that podcast?
So, history lesson. We started the podcast with Joe, T and I.
Yeah.
And this is the three founders here before you came in and became a part owner
BD
as well.
BD, before Dylan.
Before Dylan, BD. So we had a podcast and I guess fast forward to now, that has since changed since we've started the Jungle Alliance, which is our alliance web of other gym owners. We have four jungle gyms now across New South Wales. And so then the podcast, its agenda and its kind of target changed a bit.
Yeah.
And it became, went from the Jungle Brothers to the Jungle Alliance podcast. Yeah. And I guess all of those years as the Jungle Brothers podcast was fucking amazing, and it continues on. It's really great, and I do it mainly just with Joe and I.
Yep.
But where it all started is kind of where we want to jump in here on this podcast, and that is just talking directly to our members.
To the people of Botany.
To the people of Botany.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, a space for those, for our members.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's why we wanted to start this. We wanted to take the place of what the JB podcast once held, the Jungle Brothers podcast, as it's evolved. It's no longer been that space specifically for the people of Botany.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you kept pressing for it, because we've both wanted it for ages. And it's basically because there's so much other stuff that's going on here that we want to communicate to people.
And let the members know.
And let the members know. And we know how successful it was in the past for us.
Yeah.
Where it just filled in so much detail and context and color for their journey here.
We talked a little bit about this before. It leaves that space for the conversations that we just can't have, right? Like when we're coaching classes and a member asks us a question, or there's something we want to go into a bit more detail about, we just don't have the time for it then and there. So this gives us that space to bring those questions and comments you make on the gym floor and really dive in deep with them here.
Totally. And I guess that's the beauty of the podcast, the long form.
Yeah.
Say someone asks me a question about nutrition on the floor, you can only give them a small bit of information on it, or even after class, but you can point them to here, and this becomes a bit of a resource for them, where I can say, well, go back and listen to episode so-and-so. Or I could go, hey, look, answering that question for that person is going to be so useful for everyone else in the tribe, so hey, let's make a podcast about that.
Yeah. And I guess the other side of things, the reason we wanted to start this was so we could be a little bit more topical of what's going on with Botany as well. There's a lot of events that happen at this gym. There's a lot of day-to-day runnings. There's a lot of really cool people here that I would love to have on the show, members of the year, Botany leaders like Clay running One Drop, things like that, that there could be some sick conversations with and about. So I'm like, that's what gets me fired up. Let's create a space to have those conversations about why we're doing what we're doing, what we're doing, and with the people we're doing it with.
Hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Nah, as I said, wanted it for ages. I'm glad we're here, because there's so much to actually talk about that would enhance and just bring a kind of value, I suppose, to the members and us, because we love it. Like, I've been wanting to, I know you have too, just to actually spend time with you, because often we're just fucking working all the time.
Yeah, we just get to have good conversations now, and the bants is going to be real, and everyone gets to have a good laugh and listen to what we've got to say.
Yeah, and people can follow along. Like, you know, if they've got 20 minutes or something like that when they're driving somewhere, or they're at work or something like that, they can just, you know, find out a bit more about, you know, the thing that they're a part of.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that summarizes it pretty well, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, people. It's a podcast for you about the goings-ons of Botany, why we do what we do, who we do it with, and what to expect to come up.
With a couple of legends.
Yeah, a couple of legends. All right, there you go. Thanks, brother.
Okay, cool.
Preach.
Let's get it.